I'm Lucy Duran and welcome to World Roots. This month I'm in South India with the 2011 World Roots Academy protégé Harry Sivanesan.
Well, Harry, you say you're a veena player and we've come all the way to Chennai to record you playing the veena with your guru, with Arunaji.
Yes.
And you don't have a veena.
No, I didn't actually bring one with me. No, I didn't. I have five lying around the house.
What, back in London?
Back in London. However, in all these years, no one's actually come up with a veena case. They're just transported in crates. And they're very bulky, and I've been asked three times, is there a body in there?
So what are you going to do about it? You're not going to play air veena the whole time.
Well, I found a very small store, and when I say very small, it's really the size of a garden shed. And I think I passed it probably when I was about 12 or 13 and I was in Madras. And in there, I found a really old veena.
We're not far from that shop. Shall we go and see how the veena's doing?
Yeah, definitely.
And you can decide whether you're going to buy it or not.
Okay.
Harry, what's going on?
It's in good shape.
Really
is brilliant.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. So
this is such a great little shop, Harry.
It is.
I mean, it's tiny, it's minute. It's very, very crowded. It's just got lots of veenas.
It has.
And then one very elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
With something that looks like an altar with some candles lit at the back.
Yeah.
Your eyes, I'm afraid, are on the...
on the veena still, sorry. I'm still tuning
the
veena. I just want to check that everything's cool. Someone gave it to him to send it to be disposed.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so he thought, no, he's going to try and do with it what he can. But it's absolutely beautiful. I chanced upon this shop yesterday, completely by accident. But when I saw it from the outside, I remember so vividly seeing exactly this place when I was younger and here. So yeah, I mean, it's
serendipity
complete,
that you come here to find this very beautiful veena.
Definitely.
So Harry, are you going to buy this veena? Because you know we've got to get going. We've got a train to catch. We're going to Tanjore tonight.
Well, there's no way I'm leaving without it. So yeah.
I hope it sounds as good as it looks.
It really does. It really does.
That's very exciting.
Thank you.
It's midnight and we're on the Rockfort Express, a train that runs from the city of Chennai on the Bay of Bengal down through the state of Tamil Nadu here in South India. With me and tucked up in their bunks are this year's World Roots Academy mentor, South India's leading singer Aruna Sairam, and the Academy's mentee, all the way from Greenwich in London, the veena player Harry Sivanesan. Over the past month, Arunaji in Chennai has been sharing with Harry some of her insights into the rich complexity of the Carnatic musical tradition, the classical music of this region. But now we're taking them and Harry's newly bought veena to the spiritual heartland of Carnatic music, the ancient city of Tanjavur. A Arunaji has promised to bring us to her ancestral village to hear devotional singing in her grandfather's ashram. And we're also going to visit the shrine of South India's best-known composer, Saint Tyagaraja, which, for any lover of South Indian music, is a real pilgrimage. So, as we hurtle through the night across Tamil Nadu, I'd better join the others and get some sleep, because tomorrow promises to be a day of discovery for everyone in the land of temples. This is a really lovely spot, and it's also a very holy place. Arunaji, where are we?
We are at the Samadhi of composer, now venerated as a saint, Tyagaraja, and this is on the banks of the Kaveri River, beautiful open place. And this is the Samadhi where every January on the death anniversary of Tyagaraja, thousands and thousands of people congregate.
I've heard about Tyagaraja many times in connection with South Indian music. He was clearly a very important composer, and his music is still performed today.
Yes.
But now that we're here in this shrine where Tyagaraja is buried, I get the feeling that the holiness of this composer is as important as his music.
True, absolutely, because any musician that calls himself or herself a Carnatic musician has to revert to Tyagaraja. I mean, you just cannot escape him at all.
And so how do you feel when you come here?
Yeah, I feel very many things. For to begin with, nostalgia, because I was a kid of 6 years old when my parents used to live in Bombay, and for me to come here and have a darshan of this shrine was like so special. As a kid, you know, I was hiding behind my mother's sari and I saw her sing a song in honor of Tyagaraja, and then I saw this thousands of people singing here. So those are the first memories, and then to keep coming back here time and again. I now perform at the celebrations every year, and when I sit there and I see the lakhs and lakhs of heads that sit in front of me and the Samadhi, it's a completely different feeling than performing in an auditorium or anywhere else. And then today we are here in this small group, so it's very special.
And do you remember the song that your mother sang when you were 6 years old?
Sure. You like me to hum that song for you?
I would love to hear it. Yes.
Okay. Kshirasagara Vihara Kshirasagara Vihara Aparimita Ghorapata Kavidara Krura Jana Gana Vidura Nigama Sanchara Sundara Sharira Shatamahahita Vibhanga Shri Rama Samanaripu Sannutanga Krutamana Vantaranga Janakaja Shrungara Jalajabrunga Rajadi Rajavesha Rajadi Rajavesha Shri Rama Ramaniya Karasubhushaya Rajadi Rajavesha Shri Rama Ramaniya Karasubhushaya Rajanuta Lalita Bhasha Shri Tyagarajadi Bhakta Posha Shri Tyagarajadi Bhakta Posha.
Oh, brought tears to my eyes. What a fabulous introduction to our time here in Tamil Nadu. Thank you, Arunaji. So, Harry, is this your first time here?
Yes, it is. It's the first time. I just feel really grateful to be here, especially to be here with Arunaji. And I feel like there's something, there's, it's a turning point. I feel like there's a reason that I'm here, and I feel very blessed to be here.
Well, Harry has brought his Vina here, and it's the new Vina. Well, it's the old Vina, newly acquired, with its new fretboard. And that special moment has arrived, I think, where you're going to perform for the first time together. And I know you've been working on this piece, and I know it's a composition by Tyagaraja, whose image we are looking at, the saint and the composer. So, what is it?
So this is a piece, it's in the raga we call Hindolam. The lyrics of this piece are very significant, I think, because it talks about several things. It talks about, you know, music and the grandeur of music. And in the first line, he says, it's like the walk of an elephant.
You like know, an
he compares,
walk.
Yes, he compares it to the Samajavara Gavana, means it's the walk of an elephant. And in the last verse, he talks about Veda Shiro, which means he talks about the Vedas being the mother of the classical music that we perform today. So we all know by the history that the Vedas were first just three notes. And then slowly, the more and more notes were added, and then we got the seven notes and so on.
So these are the scriptures?
Yes, the scriptures, the ancient Hindu scriptures. So he is talking about music, the seven notes as emanating from the Vedas, which are like a mountain of musical sounds. I'm sure tomorrow when we go to Sirigumani, we are going to hear music as well as Veda recitation. So again, the comparison is going to be there right in front of us. So all of this I thought is so apt to sing the song here.
So we're about to hear a song that was composed over 150 years ago,
yes,
by Tyagaraja.
Yes.
In honor of music.
Yes.
And performed together by you, Arunaji, and Harry for the very first time.
Yes. It's very special. Thank you.
Ah. Yadavakula Murali
You're listening to World Roots on the BBC. There's more from the World Roots Academy after this.